So today, we're doing a deep dive into the annual performance plan for the Western Cape Department of Economic Development and Tourism.
Right. And it's a plan that was put together in a really fascinating moment.
Exactly. It's this complete paradox, isn't it? You've got South African business optimism soaring, I mean, the highest it's been since 2015.
But at the exact same time, globally, trade tension is just escalating almost daily.
Such a tricky environment to be planning in.
And that global uncertainty is exactly why its core mission is so critical for you to understand. It's all driven by this G4J, the Growth for Jobs strategy.
And the goal itself is, well, it's massive.
It is. The goal is completely unambiguous:
Yeah.
a 1 trillion rand inclusive economy by 2035.
Growing at 5% per year.
Exactly. And the key insight here is that government isn't trying to, manage the market. The whole philosophy is to act purely as the enabler.
Just removing those friction
It's just
points.
the friction points.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. The whole strategy seems to hang on three interlocking priorities.
That's right.
The first one is about driving growth opportunities, which at the end of the day means finding money and building stuff, right? Foreign direct investment, domestic investment, big infrastructure projects.
And technology and innovation, like venture capital, investment is just paramount.
But hold on a second. The plan talks about these aggressive investment drives. But if you look at the national picture, gross fixed capital formation was only, what, 13.7% in 2022?
Far, far below the national target.
It's less than half the 30% target in the NDP. So, I mean, how realistic is the CAPE's goal if you have these major national chokeholds?
And that really is the critical challenge. I think the plan's answer is to try and work around those chokeholds by focusing on Pillar Two.
Which is stimulating market access.
Exactly. This is where exports and crucially tourism really come into play. We've seen a very solid post-COVID recovery
I've
there.
seen those numbers. Air arrivals are exceeding pre-pandemic levels.
They are. And tourism contributed an estimated 28.6 billion rand to gross value added in 2023 alone. So it's a huge driver.
So the third pillar, this feels like where the rubber really meets the road. It's about creating an enabling environment for economic growth. And this covers R&D, employability, and of course, the most challenging local issue, resource resilience. The economic cost of not having that is just staggering.
Well, we all talk about the frustration of power cuts, but what this plan does is it actually quantifies the damage for you.
Go on.
Load shedding has cumulatively cost the Western Cape between 48.6 and 61.2 billion rand in real GDP.
61 billion since 2007.
That's right. So you see, this isn't just an operational problem anymore. It's a genuine existential economic threat that needs an immediate solution.
So how does the department actually plan to implement these huge pillars? The how seems to rely on these crucial cross-cutting tools. I think the document calls them transversal enablers.
Yeah, that's the term. They're basically the mechanisms for getting it all done. The first is just surgical cuts to red tape. It's essential for lowering the cost of doing business.
And attracting that investment we talked about.
Precisely. Then there's something called economic IQ.
Which is really just a fancier way of saying data-led decision-making.
It is. And very critically, the strategy depends on an all-of-government, all-of-society approach. It requires partnerships with the private sector and civil society.
That all-of-society partnership feels so important, especially when you consider the social pressure. The census from 2022 showed the Western Cape was the fastest-growing province in the whole country.
A 27.7% population increase in a decade. That's huge.
It's a massive influx. So you have this huge demand for services, but also high human capacity, since the province has the lowest percentage of unschooled individuals in the country at just 2.3%.
And, while those external geopolitical factors, the trade wars, the global tensions are unpredictable.
You can't plan for
You
everything.
can't. But the plan tries to prepare by identifying opportunities that might pop up in a crisis. A trade war could forge a new partnership with a different country, for instance.
So what does this all mean then? I guess if you think about that catastrophic economic holdup to 61.2 billion rand,
Right.
that load shedding has already dug.
It's an immense deficit to overcome.
It is. So the central question for the Western Cape becomes this: how quickly can the transition to advanced green energy, like the green hydrogen initiatives the province is pioneering, shift from being a pure survival measure to becoming the region's new major source of competitiveness and job creation?